We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And every couple months, we get an update. We kind of rotate between Manhattan Christian College and MATC. This month, it's Manhattan Christian College's turn. So we have Kevin Ingram, the president of the school, joining us here in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Always good to be with you.
You bet. And he's brought in a guest with him today, Jordan Strom, the athletic director for the Thunder. Good morning.
Morning.
So athletics is kind of where we're going to start, correct?
Yeah, we're going to start with that because overall we've really had a good year, and Jordan's also our men's basketball coach, and they just finished up a very successful year. And so just wanted to share that with everybody in the community. As we talked before we were on air, since college basketball has been such a point of attention in Manhattan, Kansas this year, I thought we'd come in and share what MCC has done. So glad Jordan's with me.
Sure, yeah. So tell us about this this finish you guys had for the men's team.
Yeah, I just got back from the national tournament, the National Christian College Athletic Association men's basketball tournament down in Joplin, Missouri. And our guys played really well down there. We went in as the number three overall seed and played right to our seed. We won our Elite Eight game on Thursday night over number six Bob Jones University out of South Carolina. Advanced to the semifinals, played really bad in the semifinal game, got a chance to go back at it in the consolation and ended up finishing third. So we were pretty proud of those guys.
Nice. And a trip to Joplin's no bad thing there. I love Joplin. That's a great area.
It is a great area. You know, it sounds like a great time and a lot of fun until you look at where our soccer and volleyball teams go, and they get to go down to Orlando, Florida. And so just a little bit of jealousy there, but at the same time, we're not afraid of the trip to Joplin in March at all.
Yeah, they went to Orlando in November, so yep. They got to really enjoy the weather. That's right.
Wow. Very cool. So as far as the field's concerned, how big of the field of schools was that?
So there's an eight-team field. It consists of four region champions and four at-large bids. We ended up as an at-large bid. We were ranked in the top four in the coaches' poll most of the season. We ended up in the power ratings number two, and we earned an at-large bid to go to the national tournament. Pretty proud of those guys. They ended up, like I said, competing in the Elite Eight game against Bob Jones University, and we advanced to the first Final Four since 2016. That's only the fourth trip to the Final Four in school history, so we were pretty proud of these guys and how well they played.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and some of the players, I'd add in that a couple, I don't know how many, just maybe a couple of them were on a team 2 years ago when COVID hit, and about 30 minutes to an hour before their first game at the national tournament, the tournament got shut down. And I really think that year, just like this year, was a year that we really had a great chance to make a run all the way. And that year could have been the year, but they got shut down. Yep. So I was really glad that they've been able to go.
Talk about Jordan White, if you could, a little bit.
Yeah, Topeka kid. He graduated from Washburn Rural High School, and out of high school, he ended up at Drake University playing football up there. He's a multi-sport athlete. Centennial League, everybody knows him in the Centennial League. We can't go anywhere recruiting if somebody doesn't ask us how Jordan White's doing, and competed really well for us this year. He was one of our guys last year. He was a second-team All-American and led us in scoring, and this year he sacrificed a lot of his personal numbers and personal stats for the betterment of the team, and really was our team leader, heart and soul of the team, competitor, loves Manhattan Christian College, loves Manhattan Christian College basketball, and did whatever he could to help us win some games this year. So pretty proud of him.
You have another Jordan on the team,
yeah.
Too, it looks like.
Yeah, we're full of Jordans, unfortunately. It's hard when you're yelling at practice. Everybody thinks you're yelling at themselves or yourself. So Jordan Marshall was a senior for us. He came from Randall University out of Oklahoma and joined us on a one-year thing using his COVID year, as most of our student-athletes have an additional year of eligibility due to COVID. And, he was the NCCA National Player of the Year in 2021. This year, he was a first-team All-American, led us in scoring, led us in rebounding. He was just a stud all the way around. Ended up as our conference and region MVP as well, and had him for 1 year. He's kind of a one-year rental, but at the same time, he left his impact on our program, and we're pretty excited that he was able to spend his final year with us.
Cool. And Jordan's a good name for basketball, just saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't had one kid named LeBron yet, so that's all right. Jordan's okay, yeah.
Awesome. Well, what a nice finish for the men. Of course, I know the women also had a pretty good season as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our head coach, Mindy Eckert, she did a phenomenal job with our women's basketball team and took over a program 2 years ago that was really, really struggling both to be competitive and just to be relevant. And she's done a great job. They ended up finishing in the middle of the pack in our conference this year. She had two girls on her team that were all conference players that both averaged about 20 points a game and were really big-time contributors, and Kaylee Manring and Ronnie Harris. And I'm excited to see what she does next year. I think she's got a great recruiting class coming in, about three girls already signed, and probably about three more coming in as well. And so we're pretty excited to see what our women's basketball team looks like going into 2022-2023.
Yeah, because they did have a great year, but when you factor in that they started with eight girls and then due to injuries and some other transitions that happened, I mean, they played the major chunk of their conference season with six players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, you get somebody in foul trouble, they're down to five. And then even with COVID a little bit, that had a little bit of effect. And so when they're playing with five or six players and still competing, and they still competed this year, which I think is really significant, that you add those three or four girls and that team could really be tremendously successful, and appreciate what Mindy did and in the effort that she worked with those ladies. My wife and I got to have them over for supper after Christmas, and just was able to hang out with Mindy and the girls, and we laughed so much for 2.5 hours, just having a great time with those young ladies. And so we didn't get to feed the men this year, which is probably good, because we had like 19 on the bench, and so it would have been it'd have filled our house to overflowing. So we need to get that done next year, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, good to hear all the other good stuff, and I imagine it's hard to retool in college. You only have them for a few years, some of these athletes, so you have probably a good core returning, but always recruiting, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. On the men's side, we graduate 5 seniors. We've got 3 kids that are going to graduate this spring, which is great, and the other 2 are going to be done in the fall, which we're pretty excited about. On the women's side, she's got 1 senior that graduated, which is awesome, and we're excited about that. But yeah, recruiting is something we're always doing. We're always looking to make sure not only we're adding more talent and more players, but also good kids and kids that fit what we're trying to do at Manhattan Christian College. And I can't wait to see what we've got going on in 22-23. We're really excited about that.
I was pleased to hear Jordan was telling me earlier this week, and when I went in to talk to him about how Nationals went overall, and it was cool in that final game playing for 3rd place, both of the coaches, which the team we ended up beating was ranked number 1 throughout the entire season. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just unbelievable, and so we got to play a really good basketball team and beat them. But both coaches agreed that in the first half, they're playing everybody. And I thought it was great that even our young kids who've only been around a year, everybody was on the floor. And my wife and I were traveling, but listening to it on the radio as we were streaming it. And then we were excited to hear. And then Jordan confirmed that, yeah, both coaches did that. Every kid on the bench played in that first half of that game, and which I thought was tremendous on their part, because they're playing for 3rd in the nation, but, you know, they're also playing for future years and giving those students opportunities. And I know K-State views bowl games that way, that it's an opportunity, those extra practices to get kid reps, and it was fun that they got game time reps. And some of them came in and played really well. I was excited to hear some of the names and how they were playing and the effort that they put in. You could tell even over the radio that they were laying it out there. So I was excited to see that, and it was just a fun part of the tournament.
Well, and these athletes, they're coming in here, they're playing for fun. I know that they enjoy this, and they may have other endeavors here in their future here going forward, but you got to be pretty proud.
Oh, absolutely. I think that anytime you can accomplish something, whether it's sports or life, it's something to be proud of. And these kids, they work hard as anybody, and they're around as much as anybody, and they do all the work and everything that they put into their sport and their craft. And to come out and make it to a Final Four and finish 3rd in the country, I'm really proud of those kids. And not just those kids, but really all the student-athletes that we've had this year. We've had an incredible year from an accomplishment standpoint, but I'm proud of my coaches, proud of my student-athletes, proud of our assistants, our managers, everybody that's contributed to what we've had a chance to do. And it's exciting, and we're pumped up for 22-23. I'm telling Kevin the other day, you know, it feels like it's golf season. You know, it's 75 degrees out there, time for us to get out there and play a little golf. But at the same time, I'm going to be excited once we get back to the fall and get back on the soccer field and the volleyball court.
Yeah, because we had success in soccer, and men's soccer and women's volleyball. They both went to Nationals. They both finished 3rd or 4th. What was it? What were their finishes?
Women's volleyball made it to the Final Four, finished 4th, and men's soccer finished in the Final Four as well. So it's a pretty good year for us all the way around.
That's great. And I know not a lot of folks maybe as familiar with the athletics here. It's hard being second to K-State, I'm sure, but if people want to come out to these games, they're free, right? I mean, you can go out and watch these games.
Yeah, come on out. We would love to see you guys play all of our soccer games out at Annenberg Park on the turf field over there. Volleyball, all of our court sports, volleyball and basketball, we play at Howie's Activity Center, 1401 Laramie. We'd love to have folks out there. We've got camp season coming up, so we've got men basketball camps coming up in conjunction with SSA Hoops. We'd love to have kids out there for that as well. And I can't talk too much about how great the Manhattan community has been for Manhattan Christian College Athletics over the last 3 years. And the sport is phenomenal, and we love having people out there, and we're excited to see him hopefully here in 22.
You bet. And just the facility too. I mean, Howie's Activity Center, he mentioned that. It helped us during COVID. For one, we were still able to have our weekly chapel because we could spread out. But secondly, it also helped us having a facility. And when you think about the transformation our campus has been through in the last 10 years, you know, those who've lived in the community, all the old houses we used to have. We rented City Auditorium for almost 70 years for all of our athletic events, and for us to now have a space of our own, and it's fun to go in and see the players coming in and shooting and being able to work out. And I think the fruit of that's going to help overall when we have a recruit come in for volleyball. They can go in and the team can click the volleyball gear, and in 3 minutes it's set up and ready to go, and they can have a workout and see what the student's able to do and give them an experience. And, you know, we have that because of the partnership of many in the Manhattan community, and we're very, very grateful. And it's really turned out well for us. And, again, camps this summer, be looking for information. We'd love to have students be a part of those camps because it's added a whole new aspect to our campus and keeps our campus busy year-round because there are a lot of kids who come through mm-hmm. there in the summer, and it's really fun to see. And Jordan's been a big part of that leadership, helping lead it. And so we're thrilled he's on the team and the MCC team and just helping our athletic program be even more. And it's pretty exciting to see.
Camps are great. I have an 11-year-old, and she's into basketball. And so having those available in the community, especially a community like Manhattan where we have so many options for things, that's just great. So there will be some stuff coming up here in the summer then, Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely, Brandon. So we've got camps coming up here the 23rd through the 26th of May. I believe that's right after USD 383 gets out of school. There'll be some more information coming out. This will be our third year running Rising Stars camps in conjunction with Will Spradling and SSA and his group. It's for basically anybody from kindergarten through eighth grade, and we divide those up into middle school groups, and then we also have a group of elementary school, kindergarten through fifth graders in the mornings and middle schoolers in the afternoons, and we'll run one session of that. We actually had a lot of fun doing that during the COVID summer. We were basically, I think, the only group in town that was using our gym and using our facility while we were having COVID, and we had a lot of success during 2020 and then turned that into 2021. And it was a great thing to do, and getting people out in the community into Manhattan Christian College and seeing what we're doing over there. So, yeah, coming out soon. We'll have some information coming up on the website and social media and all that fun stuff.
Cool. I probably need to go to one of the camps because this year I started when the guys are in there shooting, and like during lunch in the wintertime, I'd just go walk in the activity center to get stretch my legs, and they'd be shooting, and I'd go into free throw competitions with some of the guys and the girls, and I didn't win one of them this year, so I need to probably sign up for a camp and
absolutely
the elementary age camp so that I look better than I really am.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I need to check that out so I can beat one of them next year.
All right, well, good stuff. We're talking with Kevin Ingram and
Jordan Strom.
Strom, sorry, I apologize. We're going to take a break, come back more in focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.